Young people have often galvanized social change in American history. And as a new exhibit on the Aspen Institute campus shows, art has often been a source of inspiration and a way to get the message out. This spring, students became the leaders of anti-gun violence protests. I met with three students on the forefront of the fight to make schools and society safer to talk to them about the role of art in social unrest.
A lot of these posters speak to me because they're youth and the students.
Yeah.
And, like, Students Mobilization Committee to End War in Vietnam.
Kayla Schaefer is a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. We're joined by Olivia Wesch, a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and Keyshawn Newman, a junior from Chicago whose older brother died in a shooting when Newman was 13. Like so many others in the U.S., their lives and communities have been forever changed by gun violence. What's different is that these three have joined other teens across the nation in demanding change. Newman says there's nothing special about their motivation.
We got sick of it, so since we got sick of it, we just made sure that no one else had to go through what we had to go through.
We're walking through an exhibit of protest posters from the 1960s and 70s on the campus of the Aspen Institute. Newman, Wesch, and Schaefer find themselves with a lot in common with those protesting the Vietnam War. Wesch stops in front of one poster that declares in bold letters, "End the draft."
This is proof that the young people have a lot of the power in situations, and we have the drive and the will and the power to end situations like this.
Newman, whose brother was killed, says that it feels like they are in a similar battle as those who carried these posters through the streets, chanting for peace.
That's kind of what we're here to do right now. We're here to end this war that we have to deal with.
Demonstrators in the 60s and 70s fought for specific goals: to end the draft, to end the war. When I ask what the equivalent platform is for these three students, Wesch is quick to respond.
Personally, I believe that nobody under the age of 21 should be able to purchase a gun. Nobody should be able to purchase military-grade weapons. And we need to have stricter background checks and mental health evaluations.
Rallying young people to vote is also a main goal of their movement against gun violence. Schaefer gestures to a poster that reads, "Let the people vote on war."
We're trying to have people vote against guns. And it's similar because it all involves violence. Even though it was many years ago, we are still fighting.
As we walk through this exhibit, I ask the students why they think people come together around songs and posters. Wesch says that art is uniquely able to capture the horror and the emotion of shootings like the one in February at her school.
I think art has a really big impact on people because sometimes you can't express yourself through words.
50 years ago, protesters found inspiration in these images that surround us, of raised fists and Uncle Sam making the peace sign. And they had songs by artists like John Lennon, whose image appears in one poster beside us. Styles may have changed. This year, we've seen performance art, students dropping to the ground in front of state houses. Social media call-outs have taken the place of flyers passed out in dorm rooms. But music is still a source of strength and inspiration. These students mention This Is America by Childish Gambino, a hip-hop satire about racism and gun culture in America. When I say I haven't seen the video, which has been dissected on the internet over and over for hidden messages, the three students take over my laptop, go to YouTube, and crank up the volume, walking me through the symbolism they see. This is
America. Look at the gun. Every time when it gets handed off in a red cloth. Like, it's treated
like,
better
right.
than the people.
It's worship. But then they drag his body away as another. Look in the background. You see tragedy.
Protesters of the Vietnam War may never have imagined this scene. A highly produced music video, commented on by millions, displayed on a portable 10-inch screen. The art is different, but the hope is still the same. These students are joining those who came before them in rising up, in fighting for peace. Kristen Kay, Atlas Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.